Kirby Leisman has been competing on the wakeboard since he was 14. He turned pro at 18, and the sport has taken him around the world to put on a show and bring home some dough. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect and find us online at WWIB.com for more information. Today at age 30, Kirby Leisman owns a couple of schools where he teaches young boarders his craft. And the New Haven, Missouri native is with me on the show. So Kirby, welcome to Sports and Commentary. Tell us about your experience as a pro wakeboarder, will you?
Yeah, of course. So growing up, you know, wakeboarding was my passion. It caught my attention at a really young age. So first year I was on a wakeboard, I think I was maybe 6 or 7 years old. So from that point on, I was pretty well hooked. And when I came to find out that there were competitions for wakeboarding, then I was really sucked into the scene and was, you know, mapping out every tournament that I could get to and try to, you know, advance my standings and move up in divisions of ability levels. And yeah, I think I started the first year in what they called intermediate and then moved up a division every year till eventually I got to the junior professional level. And then now I'm competing in the top rank professional wakeboard level. So it's been a wild ride.
So did you learn to do this on your own, or was there a wake teacher for you or a mentor or what?
Well, it's kind of interesting. As I was first learning the sport, I always tell people I kind of went to the school of hard knocks. I didn't really know what to do or how to do it, but I would just try it enough. So eventually I got it or had to get out of the boat because I couldn't take the beating anymore. But, you know, I did that for many years and, you know, developed some good habits, but also some bad habits. So then as I got more advanced in the sport, I started seeking out professional coaching and, you know, was fortunate enough to be able to work with some of the best professional wakeboarders and the best coaches in the water sports industry to kind of help guide me into, you know, the wakeboarder and athlete that I am today.
All right. Well, speaking of the school of hard knocks, what kind of damage has this sport done to your body, Kirby?
Well, you know, the trigger point for a lot of people are knees, you know, because you're strapped into this board, much like a snowboard, and kind of standing on it sideways. So, as you can imagine, from falling out of the sky from anywhere from 8 to 15 feet high with a twisting torsion motion, your knees can kind of take an impact on that. So I've had a little bit of work done on my knees, but, you know, by faith, God's been healing me and keeping me strong. And, you know, other than that, it's just keeping the brain intact, because sometimes you come down and you rattle the noggin a little bit, and, you know, that's never fun either. So it's been a wild ride learning how to, prevent those types of crashes and, you know, to be able to stride for more success and less failure on the water.
So this went from recreation to competition. Are you a naturally competitive person?
Yeah, I feed on competition, you know, especially like individual sports where if I go to an event and I see, you know, another, you know, guy in my division or, you know, someone of my age or ability level, you know, completing a trick that I have yet to learn, you know, I would see that at a tournament and go home that next week and just go for it nonstop till eventually I got it. And at the next tournament, I would have that trick and maybe one up on them, you know? So that was just something that fueled the fire of my progression, if you will, to keep me, you know, inspired to keep learning.
Mm-hmm. So what's the technique of putting together a program for a wakeboard meet? I mean, do you work it out in your mind and then maybe draw it out on paper? Are you tweaking from what you see from other boarders during the tournament? How does this whole thing work?
Yeah, so there's a choreographed run, if you will, where you put together a series of tricks that flow back and forth. So you jump one wave, land, go out and come back and jump the other way. So you've got a continuous motion back and forth. And you get to do 4 tricks in one direction, and then the boat turns around, and you get to do 4 tricks to come back. So it's 2 passes, which completes a full run. And, you know, a lot of times you'll have your set tricks of what you practice at home. But sometimes when you go to these contests and there's somebody that competes before you and you see what they do, sometimes you got to up your game to know that, you know, you have to pull out your biggest and baddest tricks to, you know, either advance to the next round or to maybe make a top step of the podium. So you always come to the table with what you hope, you know, you're going to have to do, but sometimes you have to step it up.
Wow. So you'll change your program during a competition then to up the ante, huh?
Yes, absolutely. So, and, you know, a lot of times it just varies on, you know, consistency level, some of the more higher difficulty tricks. You know, you're not going to be 100% on them, so you kind of got to weigh your risk and reward and kind of play a little course management of where you fall so you have time to get back up and do another one. And, yeah, a lot goes into it for sure.
Interesting stuff. Kirby Leisman, the professional wakeboarder from Kirby School of Wake in Missouri and in Florida, my guest today, and much more to talk about, but we're out of time here, Kirby, so let's get you back and visit about what it's like for a 30-year-old, you're 30, to compete with the kids, the teenagers in your sport, and we want to have you share about your faith and talk about the wakeboarding community and how receptive they are to spiritual things. So thanks for coming by today. We will talk soon. Have a good one, all right?
You too, Greg. Appreciate it. Bye.